Ryan, check out this clip of this guy getting caught jerking off.
Damn, it's crazy. He just got caught jerking off, man.
Nah.
Yeah, he just got caught jerking off, man.
I wasn't even jerking off.
Nah.
I wasn't jerking off. I'm recording you right now. Man, the video says different. You want me to play it back for you?
I wasn't jerking off. I was just in my pants.
No, buddy.
The one thing, if you ever,
nah.
The nah part's horrible. He could have just said, sorry, my nuts itched a mutt like a mother. Like, at least there, it's like a plausible deniability.
Exactly. See,
but
like,
right away, just, nah.
If you actually weren't and you got caught, I would be confused if someone said that. I'd be like, what? So I feel like if your first response is no, you know, it's like you're already ready to defend something because you
exactly.
know what's up. Nah. I wasn't even jerking off.
Yeah, then what was I looking at? I was just adjusting my pants.
Dude, if that's what you think jerking off is, I feel bad for you. Dude, he gets him with a little dig right there.
He does. Says, what do you know about sex?
Dude, I wasn't jerking off. It's just in my pants, man.
That's a great video. And maybe this will be a decent podcast episode.
No, it's going
to
be great.
I mean, out of the 288 episodes, there are bound to be a lot that are not... great? Average?
No.
Mid?
No.
We bring our A game to every episode, baby.
All 288 episodes, or 287, and about to be 288. Perfect.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Well, objectively.
In your humble opinion?
No, it's not humble. It's a strong opinion.
Okay.
But it's objective and it's correct.
I did not check to see if we have enough space.
You little shit.
So I just remembered that. And I was like, we got it though. We cleared it off like the last time we recorded.
53.84 gigabytes free. Damn, that's a lot of space.
Excuse me?
That's how much space is free.
Damn.
I just shut off the McAfee antivirus pop-up again. We complained about these for like over a year. I'm sure it literally takes like 2 seconds just to unplug or to uninstall.
Yeah.
But
will we?
I'd still rather complain about it every day. It's like, exactly. God damn it, get this exactly. McAfee bullshit out of here. He's dead. I don't want his antivirus software.
What? It's about his legacy.
They're just they're trying to preserve his legacy by making sure every day I remember his name.
I mean...
And it works.
Yeah.
Every day I think of John McAfee. And I think about that, like, the videos where he was, like, on the run in, like, South America. And he would, like, post... He posted, like, a video of like his guns or something.
His guns?
His pistols.
Oh, okay.
Like on a vanity or something.
Wasn't flexing on.
And you could see like Viagra bottles in the background and like all this. He was crazy. He was definitely assassinated.
Sorry, I was taking a sip of water.
It's all right, man. He was into some crazy shit, man. They should make a movie about John McAfee.
Sorry, I was cleaning out my ears. Okay. Ooh, that's a lot of your wax.
Yeah, it's gross.
What
man.
Do you think about that?
I don't want to see it.
Hold up.
Just put it in the trash can. That's gross.
Ah,
Stop, dude.
You're not supposed to go like deep.
No,
right?
You're not. Do it after the podcast, dude. Okay. I don't
want to
see this.
Want me to throw it? The trash can's like right
no,
over you.
No, just go
so.
Get up and go. Go get up and go put it into the trash. Don't just get up and walk.
Okay, hold up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
Yeah. No, actually do it. Don't pretend to.
I'm throwing it away.
No, you're still in your hand.
Oh.
Just throw it away, dude.
Okay, yeah.
That's gross. That's considered a biohazard.
So is your mom. Gotti.
Get your hand out of your pocket.
My hand's not in my pocket.
Yeah, it is, man. Get your hand out of your pocket. You still have it, don't you?
No, I don't.
You have the Q-tips. Stop, dude. That's gross, man. Fucking throw it.
I needed to get the other ear.
It's been in, I'm not touching anything that was in your pocket now. That's
what?
Gross, dude. On the inside of your pocket?
I wash them with the pockets out next time I throw them in the bin. The bin.
The fucking rubbish bin, dude? Go throw that in the rubbish bin.
I'll just put it right here.
on the side table.
Yeah. Seems like a good place to put it. I'll remember it.
I'm going to start going to guests' houses and being like such a nice guest, but just like make sure like before I leave when they're not looking, I leave like dirty Q-tips. Like, on the coffee room, on the like coffee table.
Leave your
in the
nail
room.
Clippings on like the dining, like the like living room table, like the living room table. So it's like you were watching something and clipped
it. And then when I leave, it's like, yeah, he was nice. And they're like, what's that?
What the fuck?
They're like, there's no way. No. Hey, were you clipping your nails? Because that wasn't him, was it?
You accidentally leave your engraved M.H. Watson pair of nail clippers, pair of golden nail clippers.
My calling card everywhere.
Diamond,
I go.
Yeah.
Clip my toenails on like their table when they weren't looking. They're like, when did he do this? I didn't even see him do it. What the hell? Just that, or what's worse? Like fingernails, or like I think like a dirty Q-tip.
Yeah, Q-tip.
What about just a full condom?
Well, that would be, of course, worse than the other two. A full condom? That's a lot of semen.
They're looking at it.
Condoms are pretty long.
Hey, guys, I think I forgot something. Oh! Yeah, that's mine. Thanks, man. Almost left it again.
It's like filled like a water balloon and tied off at the end.
Yep, that's my cum. That's my cum condom. It's my semen balloon.
Nice. I have sex.
Always leaving it behind.
Sexual intercourse, if you don't recognize the terminology of sex, it's a bit of a, like, it's what the youth are saying these days.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's, I don't understand the youth's obsession with shortening everything.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of disgusting.
Every word has to become a shortened version. Text is TXT. Whatever happened to saying laughing out loud, now it's just LOL, LOL. So they call it sex instead of sexual intercourse. Yeah.
And now it's just slash sex.
I'll tell you what, it's frustrating because, you know, sex used to be about passion.
Slash S. It's not sarcasm anymore. It's sexual.
It's sex.
It's sexual.
It's not sexual. You're making it sexual.
I've never slept in
the
bed with a child.
I didn't sleep in the bed with a child. I slept on the floor.
But I've slept in the bed with many children.
But even if I did sleep in the bed, that'd be okay. God, I love
Michael. Make it nice. They're on the fireplace.
I like we dropped a new little sketch cookie. Where we were Michael Jackson's PR agents this week, and my favorite comments were the ones that were like topical. And I just laughed because I don't disagree with them on that. It's the least topical sketch we could have done.
I know.
It's like, hey, remember that joke from 2004? Yeah. So it's like we're literally like two decades. Wait, was that in the 2000s, the 90s?
I don't care to be topical. Like, it's funny to sometimes jump on it, like, out of excitement, but, like...
No, it's funny.
I don't aim to be topical with, like...
I just think it's a funny idea.
The ideas we do. Like, what's topical about Daddy's Boy? What's topical about Brand New Shirt?
Daddy's Boy is the uptick in the statistics for husbands that murder their wives. Oh. We're trying to make a social commentary about that.
Of course.
And alcoholics. And Brand New Shirt, that was just Ross's was promoting us to do that shirt commercial.
That is true. Not our friend Ross.
No, the store.
Yes.
Ross. Which Ross shops at. I don't know why that's even funny. Like, why did both of us like look away?
Because it's so stupid. Ross shops at Ross. Ross shops at Ross's.
I think is it Ross's or Ross? I think it's Ross's, right?
Ross. Is it Ross's or Ross in your universe?
Ross's. But that's one of those confused. Is it like, is the apostrophe at the end of the two S's?
Look it up.
It's not R-O-S-S apostrophe S.
Ross Stores. Just Ross. So it's not Ross's, it's Ross.
Just Ross?
Ross goes to Ross.
Now that's a vlog right there. He wants to get some fucking views. That's
has he not done that?
Nope.
Ross. We made jokes about that, I think, back, like, really
Remember,
early.
I used to have that little Ross business card I carried around?
It must have been, like, back in Kids with Problems.
It was.
Even Syndigo era.
It was.
Type shit.
What if we surprise Ross? We pick him up at his house and take him on a surprise trip to Ross at 7:30
in the morning. Take him on a Hawaiian roller coaster ride, maybe?
Yeah. LSD?
What?
Is that?
No, I was saying we could watch Lilo and Stitch.
Oh! Absolutely.
It's a good movie.
Absolutely.
Pleakley? Jumba?
The mosquito scene? I always bothered me. Where he's covered in mosquitoes?
Gantu?
I don't know his name.
What's the shark one's name? Mantu?
Ryan, I have not seen it in like 12 years.
What's the blue one's name?
Starts with an S. I know that. Stampu?
Stitch.
Stitch, yeah. That's it. Is it? Yeah. All right. Stitch. Why'd they name him that? That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's not Pleakley. Pleakley's from... Wait. No, who's the pterodactyl from Land Before Time? Is that Pleakley?
I don't know, dude. Pleakley sounds like something from Lilo and Stitch, though.
Okay.
Dude, on other planets...
Then who's the little pterodactyl from Land Before Time?
I don't know, dude.
Terry?
Yeah.
The pterodactyl. Terry-dactyl. First name Terry, last name Dactyl.
Like a sprained ankle, boy. I ain't nothing to play with. Hey, you know?
I wish, like, I went back and watched Land Before Time and I caught that in a song and I was like,
when's our Drake parody coming out?
That's
the next topic.
Oh, well, we got to do the pigmentation thing and then.
We just need a little more money in the account first for that because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. But
that'll be a good one, though. We should actually do.
Like how recently, like, we usually would keep in, like, one of us breaking or something, but now we're, like, really just going in on the bits. So, like, it really is, like, I couldn't imagine listening to this sometimes.
Me too, dude, because, like, if you don't, dude, that's the thing is, like, if you don't really know us that well and it's, like, your first time listening to our podcast and the very beginning is like, I give women a compliment and they get too emotional. It's called a compliment, sweetheart. Learn to take it. Hey, guys, welcome back to Super Mega. It's like that, and they're like, where did he say he was joking? Like, they don't know me. So that's the first thing they hear, and they're like, oh.
They don't know your style of comedy. They don't have to know you. They can if they want to and follow your Twitter.
Well, if they do know me personally and they don't know about... Because, you know, a lot of people know me that don't know me for Super Mega. They just know me from real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say things like that just to, like, everybody that I see. So, like, they don't... They have no idea that I even make inappropriate jokes like that. They just know me from real life.
Oh, exactly.
And I'm nice to them. And I'm like, damn, I don't know if they'd still be my friend if they listened.
There's certain family, I think my aunt recently told me that she went and was curious and went to Super Mega, started watching a video. And that's when, like, I was like, uh-oh, because she said started watching a video.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which means she more than likely didn't finish it. And then she goes, but I had to turn it off. And I just had to, I want to keep the innocent nephew, like, in my head. I'm like, yeah, I would recommend not watching it. Like, I would recommend any of our family not to go on and watch it.
Yeah, I don't know what family has.
I think they have a very different perception of me.
It's just because they see you as you, like, in your, like, downtime with your family.
Yeah.
They don't see the...
I'm like... Hey, like little, I'm a grandson. A I'm not gonna like, oh, grandma, yo mama,
your grandma. Check out this video of this guy that got caught jerking off at a gas station.
Hey, Oma, stop,
Ryan, please bring your Oma some water. Please, please.
No, she's big and strong.
Yeah, she is. She's big and strong.
Hell yeah, she is.
350 pounds.
It's fucking like she's. She might outlive the whole family at this point.
Probably.
I could see her being some, like, 200-year-old god, honestly.
Goddess.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, a gendered term.
Well, I feel like gods wouldn't have genders. I feel like a god is a completely different entity that's beyond our universe's biological.
God is binaries. A father. He made Adam first. True.
Yeah, who birthed them? A father can't make a fucking baby.
He can make sperm, and that's how it worked.
Yeah, where's the egg?
He spilled it into the galaxy, and that's when the Big Bang happened.
What?
That was the Big Bang. He went, oh.
That's when God came?
Yeah.
What if, man?
What if every time we ejaculate, we spawn a universe in some alternate dimension?
Well, here's the thing, dude. String theory, like, that infinite universes exist, but that means there is a universe out there where every time you come, it spawns a universe, which creates another universe.
That's the Big Bang.
So it is real. It's real. It's
right,
fully real.
Right now, we're just existing in slow motion in a ball sack or something.
Holy shit. And then all of a sudden, it's just going to...
Let's have that be the end of our big movie. We find out the whole... Like, the end of Men in Black 2, when they go into the, like, at first, you know, they have the locker and they're looking into a smaller world where all these small aliens live. And then at the end or something, there's a gag. Or at some point during the movie, there's a gag where they are also in another alien's
type of
locker.
They're the small ones.
Yeah, they're the small ones. It's one of those.
Yeah. That's wild, man. You know, to think, like, you could have a whole movie, a whole plot build up and everything, when the very end, it's like, wait a second, we're in his balls?
Yeah.
And then, and it just ends.
Then the balls fart, and they, like, flap a little bit. So you love it.
And that's the last shot of the movie, yeah.
God.
God, that's good. Why... I'm surprised.
If I could make a movie
Hollywood
just for you, it would be I would I would love to just to have like a big screening for you.
We should make each other a short film.
Yeah, it should be the contest should be you can't laugh at the other person's short film, and you can make it as dumb and as abstract. Or is like linear narrative, like, and you can have a linear narrative if you want. But
that's a really good idea. We
can just
make
be
each other like a
5-minute
short
wants.
Film, and then you can't laugh at mine, and I can't laugh at yours.
We have a shock collar on, so when we laugh, it shocks us.
Ooh,
and we die.
Oh, that's good.
Of a heart attack.
That's really good. Having a shock collar.
Yeah,
we should do this. You make me a 5-minute short film, I make you one, and then just fucking no laughing. But ad breaks.
Welcome back from the ad breaks.
We are
the ad break. It's
ad
only
break.
Been it's only one.
Just one, unfortunately. So sorry, guys. There's still one more of those.
Uh oh.
Plenty more where that came from. You like what you see? I hope you do. Tell you what.
What?
Looking good, Ryan. Looking muscular.
Well, that's just because this is
these dudes on their podcast
propped
just
up,
complimenting each other's muscles and stuff.
Yeah. What
so
of
so
it?
What?
We're pals.
That's what pals do. All right. Pals compliment each other's muscles.
Oh my god. Sorry, I noticed you wore the pants that I like, but
Vinny's complimenting
those
his pants and his socks.
Those socks look nice.
Thanks, man.
Because I've always complimented those pants.
The corduroys.
And then I see those socks.
Best material, man. I love corduroy.
Does it get hot though?
No.
Is it
it's
breathable?
Not actually. It surprisingly is. I never feel hot in these pants. I have a corduroy jacket. I don't feel hot in that. It's great. I wear the corduroy. It's like a corduroy button-up shirt that I wear as a jacket. Tell you what, I don't even feel like, even on a hot summer night when I'm wearing it, I still feel the breeze. It's pretty nice.
Okay.
You look good in some corduroy, Ryan.
I like shorts. I like
corduroy shorts.
I like being able to kind of like feel the air.
Corduroy shorts with
if
the fucking
that makes
killer
sense.
On you.
That makes sense, right?
It does make sense. You want to feel
the air.
The atoms around you.
Yeah,
touching you.
Exactly.
You know,
ah,
you're never actually
it.
Touching anything?
I don't care.
Like when like some smart ass sixth grader tries to tell you one of those facts that everyone already knows. I don't give a fuck.
So?
Yeah, did you know that you're never actually touching anything? Because like atoms never actually touch. All right.
Was that a Vsauce video?
Yeah, I used to watch Vsauce 10 years ago too.
I don't think I there was this week where I binged a lot of it.
Same.
But I was never like the biggest.
I have Vsauce chunks.
I really like Michael.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
No, Michael's great. Hey.
Vsauce. Michael here.
I love him, dude. He's fucking awesome. He's so smart, too.
Seems like he has a good sense of humor as well.
Seems like he's got some big brains on him.
He, I think he's a bit of an idiot, though. Seems like a cool guy. But doesn't seem all there, you know?
Yeah. He, yeah, I think that cookie need a little more time in the oven, for sure. Yeah. It's like, he's cool, but he has all these far-fetched ideas.
It's like he's a very big conspiracy theorist. But okay, like legit, how many times can we get? We can't keep doing this because we don't even know some of these people. Just some at one point, we'll get like you'll get a message or I'll get a message.
It's already
or
happened.
We'll be at a get together.
With Jim's racist mom.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's just the thing that broke me was just stopping in the middle and be like, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep doing this. It's too much.
It's like when you're too far in some sort of like crime or like scheme. No. It's like before you go that extra. It's like that moment in movies where like the good character who has to do bad things is holding up a gun and it's like, "Will, is he gonna go full bad? Is he gonna pull that trigger?"
And he's like,
"Or is he gonna keep his morals?"
No.
I can't do it.
But then in some movies, they fake you out with that, and then he does.
And then he turns around and does.
Yes. He shoots the bad guys.
Yeah.
Instead of the guy that would make him bad to shoot. You know? Yeah, but Vsauce should probably get some help.
Yeah. A lot of it.
I like those guys. They seem nice, but I never even spoke to them or anything, and they started making up stuff that I was challenge, I guess. I don't know.
It's conspiracy theorists.
You know, like I'm some kind of like alt-right conspiracy theorist. It's kind of hurt my feelings. You know, I'm a man with a family. I'm just trying to live my life.
Well, to give Canadians their due credit, our recent playthrough about the guy who thought the vaccine gives you AIDS or is giving everyone AIDS secretly or whatever is like,
damn it, they should have just taken that
he's
one
a, he's, a, he's a Canadian, so yeah.
Both those guys talked to us.
It's not just quote-unquote USA right-wingers. There's people all across the Americas and probably even further than that.
Europe. Australia?
I bet your word's gotten out to those pieces of land.
Those crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Those cracker countries.
Mm. I mean, there's a lot of crackers, yeah, but like there's a good bit of non-cracker types there, too.
Hey, you're telling me Australia's not cracker land, Ryan? All right, I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. I tried to listen to his podcast. I just...
not working.
Nephew, when you said cracker, that's what did it.
I think it's how fucking, like, I think I regret it while saying it, but... I get goaded into it because I find it fun.
It's
to like kind of cross like a barrier of like come close to it.
It's funny
because with you and I,
it makes you laugh when I do it, and it makes me laugh when you do it. So you're trying to make me laugh, and I'm trying to make you laugh.
It's not
and it's just saying something shocking.
It's not that we're trying to be more shocking for the audience. It's that Matt and I know each other so well that we really have to kind of like to make each other uncomfortable. We have to kind
of push it really far.
Push it. And that means, like, saying things that I probably just wish I didn't publicly.
Absolutely. And I wish that
I love your mom, and I love the sex we have. I just wish I wasn't so descriptive about it sometimes.
Hey, man. That's all right. You know, we're all human.
Of course.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, your mom made a little mistake with your dad about 26 years ago, 27 years ago.
Yeah, get it right, buddy.
Actually, 28 years ago, because you were in her womb for about 9 months.
True. But
I existed for most of 1995. I just wasn't born yet.
Yeah, you weren't really much.
I was alive.
Yeah, you have any memories of the womb?
No, I don't, Ryan, but I was alive. I know that.
when did you start being alive?
Life starts at conception.
Okay.
So I was alive for 9 months.
That's not true.
What?
Because sometimes, isn't conception like just sex?
Conception is when the sperm cell penetrates the egg.
Oh, see, I thought like conception was like kind of a churchy way of saying sex.
Consummate.
But the conception of the child usually
uses conception of Christ, you know. It's the beginning of an idea, a conception.
Yeah.
It's when it breaks that barrier and goes.
It's not very churchy. It's very vulgar.
It is. It's disgusting.
The conception of Christ.
What, they want me to believe that this man was made through such sinful ways as a sperm and egg? That's gross.
He wasn't just pooped. I think he was pooped into existence.
Hey, God was just like, all right, I'll.
But our human brains couldn't comprehend that, so they went, some lady just had him in a barn over there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because, I mean, you're not going to get people on your side if you're like, he just appeared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be somewhat believable, so a 14-year-old giving birth was very believable at the time, so that's what they did. They could have been like, oh, this 22-year-old gave birth, but, you know, then she might be seen as too old of a mother.
Exactly.
Not fit for the mother of a savior. you know?
No, no.
I want to watch Jesus Christ Superstar again.
I've never seen it.
I saw it in school a long time ago, and I'll tell you what, the movie was, I wasn't a big fan, but I have seen the Broadway performance, and I have.
Live?
Yes.
What?
Uh-huh. And I have.
On Broadway?
Not in New York, but it was traveling.
Okay.
I saw it at a Coliseum. And the music I listened to all as a child growing up, it's a fantastic musical.
Jesus Christ, Superstar.
Who are you? What are you saying?
See, that's all I know is Jesus Christ. That's it.
Are you what are they say you are? That's what it is.
Are they what you say you are?
Who are you? What are you? They say you are.
Who are they? What are they say they are?
What are you say? Fuck.
What?
Who are you? What are they say? They say you are, yeah. Because it's like, are you what they say you are? Who are you? Are you what they say you are? That's what it is.
You're taking your medication?
Not the past few days, no. I ran out. Mm. Just waiting for a refill.
Just remember to take it with alcohol next time. It'll hit.
God damn it, dude. Fucking just.
This is the one where we're just failing.
It's how serious your face is, though. It's like when you said that to me.
Hey, just wait for the video podcast to come out.
Oh, God.
Then you'll be able to see it.
You'll be able to see Ryan's face.
Y'all have seen us deadpan shit in the October special, the Halloween special or whatever. And we had a Christmas live action special, or we just do all?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah. The Christmas tree video.
No, I mean like the podcast.
Oh, Christmas. Yeah.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. The van is still decorated for it.
That is true. Fuck, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. It's got an abandoned van.
It's still got my Christmas juice in it as we speak, and it's March 14th. It's got the flare. The flare is still in the van.
Yes.
Probably should take that out, many people have advised.
Wanda update. Wanda's not at the nest right now. She's probably left waiting for her two baby birds to leave the nest. One is very strong and healthy
and big
and excited to go out into the world.
Yeah, when you walk out there, she like starts like shuffling around. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Then there's one who is just a little bit
different.
It's
like way smaller and it doesn't have any feathers on its head.
Can y'all answer this in the comments? It's going to be a while before this like gets answered, but I'm going to look through the comments, I'm sure. Maybe. Thum, thum, thum.
Hold on. Let me see.
Hold on.
Male baby dove. Maybe they look small. Maybe they just look like that.
When you deal with, we're not fostering them, but when you deal with baby doves or like any like a bird that just kind of like lives in your, like they have like a nest in around your house. Is it really like you really do just experience survival of the fittest sometimes? And it's like, hey, some baby birds don't make it. One fell out of the nest. Last time we had one.
Yeah, we got him back in, though.
No. One time we came out, and he was just...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, that sucked. That's nature, man.
So is it like...
I'm trying to find...
Because in my head, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, she has the babies, and all the babies go and live there, whatever. It's like, no. Predators probably take some, like, bigger birds.
Yep.
But they're not ugly, from man. The nest, because the area's pretty... we got laser security, so.
Yeah, birds ain't coming in anymore.
But they can get out.
They're gross, freaky-looking little creatures.
Yeah, but one is just,
when
like,
they're babies.
Half size. It's just such a runt. There's no way it could even fly. I believe the other one could probably flutter around right now.
Yeah, for sure. That one's big. Like, they get so big so quick, too. Like, over the weekend, it, like, doubled in size. Okay, it's Monday right now.
But
we got
other
here.
One.
Just, boom.
Mm,
it's crazy.
The other one, since the beginning, the mom, like, sat on it more, and I feel like
that one was always hidden. That one was always hidden. The other one was, like...
curious and bobbing its head out.
But that one was always... And that one was always in the back, too, when it was just them. Something's up. Well...
Something's up.
Maybe
with
we
Kevin.
Can keep it as a pet.
Just to skip... Put him in a glass
fly
box.
Away, yeah. Put it in a glass box.
No. We'll get, like a wooden cutting board. Like... Probably nail down, let's say, like a belt buckle to it. And then around that, we tie like a string. And then we tie the other end of that string to the bird's foot.
Oh, yeah. It's like an open air pet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it can fly around.
In the kitchen.
You know, go around.
Yes, I like that idea a lot.
But it stays
actually.
Put.
And no cage or anything. It's a lot more humane for the bird because it's not in a cage.
Exactly.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
Just thought of it.
No, I like that. You know what else is cool?
Ad reads?
They're going to say ad reads, aren't they? No, I was actually, because you assumed, yeah, here they are. Man, if only they hadn't assumed, right?
Yeah, you know what assuming does?
Yep.
I mean, I assumed, that's because I said ad reads right after you said it.
Yeah, but it was you're just one assumption. The audience listening was tens of millions of assumptions all at once.
Yeah. Hundreds of millions.
I mean,
at this point,
I'd say over a billion even. It's crazy about those YouTubers that have more views than there are people on Earth.
How does that make you feel?
Like I'm not enough.
You're not. You'll never be enough.
I know.
Not to them, but to yourself. No. You can be whatever you want.
And what I want to be is not enough. Listen,
do you want to be stuck in a constant cycle?
If I want to be, like, if you want to be a loser, like, that doesn't make you a loser. If you want to just stay at home all day with no money and just lay in bed and get on the computer until 4 a.m., if that's what you want for your life, you know, your life is your experience. Do it and be proud of it. Don't let anyone else tell you with their fucking stupid social norms what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. You don't have to pay rent.
Fuck that.
You don't have to even pay your bills.
Do you ever wonder, like, do you ever have that, like, feeling where it's like, sometimes you just wish, like, your life, like, you just stay inside all day and just sleep in bed all day and, like, literally nothing.
Yeah. And like, all, like, I would do is just, like, exist in this, like, kind of, like, if I could think of it, it would be this, like, portal I could step through that takes me to this secluded, like, top of a mountain cabin that, like, nothing else is there. No, like, not even, like, wild, like, predators. Maybe some, like,
you stay inside the
some
cabin.
Deer, you know, see some deer go, like, ooh. You know, I'll be inside the cabin and I have the best internet. I have a movie theater in the basement. I go up and I go, I want this for food. And this robot chef makes it for me.
Well, you're not alone if you have a robot chef.
No, I turn him on and off.
Okay. Okay.
Doop. And he just goes, okay.
And he just cooks you up a delicious steak.
Hey, can I have a steak? Okay. Medium rare this time. Okay. And remember not to burn it. Okay. Let's see. You thinking fries? Okay. Or mashed potatoes? Okay. So it's like that.
Yeah, so it's not like you actually have like a robot friend. He just programmed to respond.
Yeah, but he does what I tell him to.
Yeah, as long as he does what you tell him to. You know, when robots start talking, that's when it gets a little too creepy for me.
Well, I might have to take that voice box of his away if he keeps, you know, getting my order wrong.
Ooh, yeah, punishment. I mean, that's how you teach something.
It's never happened, but in my brain, it's like I actually didn't want ketchup. And the fact that he doesn't know me to that extent...
I mean, they programmed them to be smart. They should be a little bit smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, every time in my life where I do end up for an extended period just living like that, I become so depressed and it sucks and I want to do anything but that. So it's like, when you do it, it's like, oh, fuck. And then when you imagine it, it's like, man, that sounds so nice.
Well, I think the thing about it, at least for me, my viewpoint of it, is sometimes... just as it is necessary to start going out and try to be more social and stretch your comfort zone a little, it's also just as important to probably like kind of exist in this like bubble, just feel what you need to feel, you know, like if you're feeling like overcome by a lot of stuff, maybe just ride that out and feel it and just take time to yourself. And that's not a bad thing. It doesn't need to be seen as a bad thing. Just as long as you don't sit and just stay in it forever. At some point, you know, come out. But I feel like it's important to feel like, that's gonna sound weird, to feel depression or to feel
no, totally
defeated.
That's why people like sad music.
Yeah,
as it like releases, you know, like a dark way you feel inside.
It's good to feel sad sometimes.
Everyone's gotta feel sad sometimes. It's what really makes you appreciate the happy moments, you know.
like right now, sitting across from my buddy Matthew.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Buster Brown.
God, I told you not to call me that.
Or should I say Buster White?
So I told you. It's not white.
What?
It's not white.
What do you mean?
It's like yellow.
Your skin tone?
Oh. No. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind, Ryan. I'll tell you what. You know what? Why are you looking at me like that?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I was talking about how you're white, and I called you Buster White because you're not brown, and I don't want to appropriate Buster Brown.
I thought you were referring to busting white.
Oh.
You know?
And then your response was what again?
It's yellow.
That's gross.
I know, and I should talk to a doctor about it. I did some research on what it could be, and it's just nothing looking good.
Really?
Yeah. It's just...
Try having some eggs.
Nope.
Heard a bowl of scrambled eggs will help just that thing.
It doesn't. I've looked it up, dude.
A bowl of scrambled eggs will cure about anything.
Keeps the doctor away every day.
Fuck apples.
Mm-hmm. Apples are out. Eggs are in. They're going to change the name of the company, too. It's going to be Egg. Egg iPhone.
You know, snack packs, instead of pudding, they're going to just start having scrambled eggs in them.
How about hard? They already have that at the airport, like the hard-boiled egg, or like Starbucks has it. It'll be like a snack pack with just like a hard-boiled egg in it.
You might be disgusted by this, but I will occasionally buy 7-Eleven hard-boiled eggs.
I'm not disgusted by it. It's not something I wouldn't rule myself from doing.
You know, get some protein.
But
it's not good.
Well, I'm just not really a big egg fan to begin with. But you know, I
just wish I could buy a few.
I
eggs.
Get 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Okay.
And that's meat. So I mean, you know, we're both kind of guilty of the same sin.
I've done their wings before.
Their wings might actually be the worst.
Yeah.
I've gotten them too.
They're not great.
They've been there for like at least 8 hours by the time you see them.
And the taquitos, though, are
not
pretty
bad.
If they've been on there a while or if they're fresh, it's a different experience, but like they're still good regardless.
They can weather
the
storm, though.
Yeah. Like when they're like really crispy and dry, I think they're still fine.
Now we have to fucking go drive to 7-Eleven after this and get some taquitos.
No way. I can't pack taquitos down.
I need taquitos.
Oh, you can go get some taquitos.
I'm on a strict taquitos and heavy cream diet.
You did have some heavy cream.
I did last, yeah. Every day I'm trying to drink a whole container.
You're sneaking some. I can smell it on your breath.
You've been drinking heavy cream again? No.
There's like cream on, on your
I literally
little peach fuzz mustache.
Fuck you, man. Fuck off. I literally can just taste the fat when I drink it. It tastes good. It's really good, to be honest.
What does fat taste like?
It's more of a texture.
Ew.
It's like a...
Is it just milky?
Heavy cream?
Yeah.
It's like milk too.
Milk too? That sounds awesome.
There's some in the fridge here if you want to try it. Just remember, one sip is more than 50 calories.
So no, I don't want to do that.
One sip is like multiple grams of fat.
I shouldn't do that at all.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
Uh-oh. You can taste it and spit it out. It's like basically like, imagine if milk was like extra milk, like super concentrated, and it's just pure creamy. It's really good. I bought a little Ovaltine and I put it in it, so I get some chocolate cream. Not bad. But god damn it, do I feel like the biggest piece of shit in the world after drinking a tall glass of heavy cream.
You're not a piece of shit. You're beautiful.
No, I know. I know I'm beautiful. I just feel like shit because I just all at once put almost 200 grams of fat into my body.
Boy needs it.
If I drink one of these containers a day,
I'm not sure how your trainer would feel about that.
He'll be happy I'm gaining weight.
Yeah, but maybe it's fine. Maybe he'd be like, oh, good idea.
He just said I need to put weight on. Whatever works.
And that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Because the only time I've ever gained weight in my life was 2017 or 2018 when I just drank a bunch of heavy cream for a month and I gained 20 pounds. And I've been doing a huge protein diet, huge, you know, like more calories than I ever eat, but I'm still not gaining weight. So it's like, and I'm eating all the stuff that my trainer's telling me to eat too. It's healthier. It's just I'm not gaining weight. So it's like, maybe if I balance it out with some heavy cream here and there just to put the fat on. Then I can convert the fat to muscle, too.
Also,
because right now I don't have anything to build muscle off of. But if I have more calories, then I...
Because this is all for the boxing stuff.
Yeah, it's all for the boxing thing.
Which, we were at a party, and I don't know if this was some, like, I was high out of my mind or some optical illusion.
Well, you had smoked a lot of crack right before that, don't forget.
We compared wingspans.
That was not an optical illusion. You have the exact same wingspan as me. I'm serious.
That's so fucking
weird.
Did
you hear everyone start shouting? They're like, whoa!
Yeah.
You have the same reach as me.
Doesn't like look like it to me. Well, does it look like I have long arms?
It does look like you have long arms, yeah. It's because mine are just thinner, so it just they naturally look longer. But you have the same wingspan as me. So you can kick some ass, dude, because I was like, I thought you would be like a couple inches shorter just because of like our body proportions. I mean, you were
we lined
same.
Up correctly?
We were, yeah. There were witnesses.
You weren't like a little shifted to the left?
Nope. In fact, I remember trying to stretch my hands even farther to make it longer. I was like, no way.
Maybe I was just stretched out and you weren't.
No, I was.
And your hands were more like
I
this
was.
Instead
I, no,
of straight.
I did it fully.
Okay.
It's wild. Interesting. I mean, so you have a longer wingspan than normal because usually it's like equivalent to your height.
Something like
if
that,
you flip
right?
it sideways. So yours is a couple inches taller.
Damn it. I wish that went the other way.
Yeah, so short arms.
Yeah, I take a full 2 inches off my wingspan.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, no, 2 inches would look kind of weird. That's noticeable. Definitely noticeable.
Yeah, but the space you said you expected it at was about 2 inches down your hand.
But that was just from thinking about it, you know? Just
but like, now that you, like, look... Like, take 2 inches and try to, like, shift my arms
Yeah,
2 inches.
It would look, I don't know, it just would look a little weird.
No, it would only be half an inch on each side.
What?
Because I'm taking, I want to take just an inch. No more 2 inches, just an inch. And
on
half an
side?
Inch on both sides. It goes.
Oh, half an inch on both sides, sure. Yeah.
Like that? I'm shifting my shoulders in.
Do it again? Yeah.
2 inches might be like
it's just because I'm like visualizing it. It's funny. It probably would look. I probably wouldn't even notice. Like what? Like if you just like took like you got really tall. You were like 6'7", but your arms are just like this.
You know, some people are like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're freaks.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, I'm gonna tell it
fucking
how it is.
Goons.
Okay, I'm gonna call it how I see it. If it quacks like a duck, guess what?
It's a duck. Or a swan.
I want Tucker Carlson to do, like, segments like that. Just calling, like, someone with short arms a freak. And if it quacks like a duck, guess what?
It's a fucking freak with short arms. Also a duck.
Do they think that because their arms are shorter, they're supposed to be treated the same as you or I? As our families? No.
It's just a bit.
They're freaks.
He's gonna say, it was all a joke. I played you all for fools.
Tucker Carlson actually, I'm pretty sure he's the...
I'm the next Andy Kaufman.
He's the heir to the Bird's Eye fortune.
Yeah.
The frozen food company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was at Target the other day buying vegetables, and I grabbed a bag of Bird's Eye, and when I saw that there was a Target version, I said, you know what? I grabbed the Target version, doing
Ooh.
My part. Which actually, you know what it probably is? They probably literally just buy that exact product from Bird's Eye and then just put their own name on it.
If you have any of their products in your freezer still, you should burn it and videotape it.
Yo, the Tucker Carlson challenge! So people on the internet are doing challenges of me. Yeah, that'd be great, man. Don't do that. That's very cringe.
Yeah.
But Tucker Carlson might grab
I was making fun of the people who... Burn there.
Do that kind of shit.
Or like break their iPads with a hammer when Apple's like, we're no longer gonna do business with Russia. And then,
was anyone breaking their iPad over that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You've never seen that? Where like let's say if Sony does something that someone disagrees with, they break the like a PlayStation.
It's like, okay, dumbass, you still paid for it. Like you're the one taking the L here. You paid for it and now it's broken. You could have sold it and got the same like satisfaction of like, yep, I don't own it anymore and I got the money. But no, you broke it and you have to clean it up.
You could have just used it. It's an item.
Yeah. It's not like the item itself has morals.
You already supported it.
Yeah. So the best way to not support it would be to get your money back, so it never took any money from you. But if you break it, then you're just out.
Never got delivered and get a cash refund.
Exactly. Amazon never came. What are they going to do? They got so many cases, they can't prove it.
Tucker's going to sue us.
Why?
Because he's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember now. Yeah.
How are you feeling about the boxing?
I'm struggling a little bit. It's hard. It's really hard to put on weight, and it's really hard to, I don't know. Boxing's hard. It's a challenge for sure.
It tires you out.
Very tiring.
That's why you got to eat to get the energy and shit.
Very tiring, and also I'm just kind of nervous because it's a little stacked against me, I think, because Nathan has been doing boxing for almost a year prior just for fun. And so no matter what, he's going to be a better boxer. He's going to have better stamina because he's been a dancer for over a decade. He's incredible stamina. Go watch his America's Got Talent video.
And he's a healthy eater.
He's a vegan, and he's shredded. So it's like, even
wait,
if...
Wait, he's a vegan?
He's vegan, yeah. I know.
Okay, you, and you're afraid of this guy? What?
Is no, he gonna, come on, no. Dude,
don't, the only
don't
thing you have
like
to be
that.
Worried about is getting his nail polish on your uniform.
Okay, dude, don't put it that... You don't have to put it that way, man, because now if I lose, it's even more embarrassing.
Oh, dude, he's a vegan. You got this in the bag. Oh, my Lord.
Dude, maybe if I put some, like pig fat on my gloves, you know, he'll stay far back from me, you know?
You can put some Vaseline on.
Well, we have to put usually, don't you fight with, like, Vaseline on your face?
Yeah.
I'm going to swap his out with pig lard and then tell him halfway through the fight. He'll collapse right there. He'll go, oh! His skirt will blow in the wind. His pigtails will come unfurled. And I'll collapse
spin.
Around. Yeah, no, but it's just like, even if, like, no matter how much I keep training, I feel like I'm training just to survive the fight, not to win the fight, because it's just, he's already so far ahead of me, and he's going into a serious regiment now.
Those rounds are going to feel like forever.
He says that he goes to bed at like 7 p.m. now, because he's just like, I'm like, well, Nathan, I'm sorry. I actually have things to do with my time, but
I
know
it's made me exhausted.
I'm kidding, Nathan.
Like,
that's a joke.
Want to stream and do a lot. Like,
I know,
all
when
I
get home,
do...
I'm exhausted. I'm supposed to go shoot a video with Tucker this afternoon. And I'm like, damn it.
I still have to go like jog for an hour.
I got actually ordered a weight bench. Ooh. That comes tomorrow.
Okay.
So I can, I'm going to start in my garage fucking because I need to make sure that I'm strength training every single day. Even if I'm doing boxing like 3-4 days a week, I need to make sure I'm strength training like every day pretty much. Because right now during the matches, one of the things that gets me the most is these back muscles right here start getting so tired.
Your triceps?
Not my triceps. It's like a little bit further up. It's like a... Kind of like where my shoulder meets my tricep.
Because to be stable, a tricep would help a lot.
It's like this.
Do you feel like you've been working your triceps, though?
Yeah, I have, and they've been sore lately. Yeah, but triceps are like, aren't they like one of the quickest muscles to build up? So you can like, so I want to start working on that so my arms look fucking...
It's kind of like biceps where like a lot of other exercises incorporate their use.
Mm-hmm. Then pecs, too. That's why I got the workbench. Or the, not workbench, the...
My trainer, the day after we do... chest training, like because we'll like kind of focus on arms or chest or whatever whenever we're doing strength training, like on a particular day. And every time the day after, he's like, hey, is your chest sore? And he just starts poking really hard, like at my chest.
Ryan, he's asking for a knuckle sandwich, if you ask me.
He is. I'm like, dude, what do you stop it?
He'd probably respect you if you just decked him in the jaw when next time he does that. He's like,
yeah, your nuts sore? And I knee him in the balls.
Be like, hey, man. How's that foreskin? I mean, you specifically grab the foreskin
and
stretch
tear
it and
off.
Tie it like a water balloon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, no!
Yeah, gotta go see a doctor for that one, bucko.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take scissors and just snip it off. Gotcha. Anyway, moving on from that, I'm very excited to announce I've been renewed for a second season. Matt Watson takes care of kittens.
Yeah. All right.
The hit show is returning this spring.
Well, will it be better than the first season? Oh, what makes this season different?
Well, now I actually, now that I've done it once, I have a very, very strong knowledge of what not to do this time.
For example?
Don't just let them freely run around my house and shit and piss on every single...
They have their own dedicated room where they can shit and piss wherever
they like.
Yes,
they have the guest room, which is wood flooring, so no carpet. There is a carpet that I'm taking out today and rolling up.
Watch out for pee on a wood flooring, though.
Guess what? I'm pretty sure it is, like, linoleum.
Oh, okay.
It's like the fake wood. It's definitely fake wood. It's fake wood.
Perfect.
So,
beautiful.
I'm going to get a brand new carpet to put down, so if they soil it, it's just that. And then I'm covering up the couch in the room with a plastic covering, and then I'm putting a little, like, little house in there, a little cat house I ordered.
A little house?
It's a cat house, so the mom can be in there with her little four babies. It's for his three little brothers that are all orange cats that look the exact same, except for one that looks a little more like smushed.
She's gonna be getting milked on a
she
daily
is.
Basis.
She is, and then there is one girl.
She's gonna be tired. She's gonna be like, Jesus.
There's a gray girl and three orange brothers, and then the mom is kind of... So the mom, I'm gonna name her... the last one I took care of, I named her Mandy. And I called her Mama Mandy. And this time I was thinking of names. And my friend Ben Beal helped me come up with a name for her. I'm going to name her Mia. So it's Mama Mia.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
And then the three little boys are Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Okay.
And then the girl is Mimi.
Okay.
So there's Mia and Mimi. They're very cute. The one I'm most excited for is Huey, because I can already
Not
tell.
Not Dewey?
Dewey, I like that, but Huey is, so look, so here's these two boys, they're pretty normal looking, but then this is the one that's the most, like, see, he's the most, like, smushed, like compare, like, his face to, like, these guys.
But we've discovered that, like, even the runts kind of sometimes grow into,
yeah, like, he just, this guy's the cutest,
bigger ones.
And that's Huey, and then that, the that's the girl right there, she's screaming in that picture, she's like,
what's her name? Mimi?
Mimi. Yeah. Very excited, though.
Which one's Dewey?
I got Billy. I haven't figured out the other two yet. I actually have to see them in person, because right now it's hard to... But the mom cat, Mia, she kind of just... I can't explain why, but, like, when I look at this cat, like why does this cat just... Like, why does she just look like Leighton to me? Like, do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's Leighton on stream.
Like, did you see it?
I do.
I can't explain why, but I'm like, my first thought was like, it looks like Leighton for some reason. And now I don't like her. I'm just kidding, I love her.
I can't unsee this, bro.
I'm very excited.
Once
to
you
see
it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, 100% that's Leighton. But I'm very excited for these kittens. I'll probably post a lot on my Instagram of them. And now this time I'm keeping them in one room with the mom. I'm gonna make a very comfortable room for them. Litter box, food, toys, a nice little heating pad. You know, everything they need. They have a little house they can sleep in, so. And they have a big old window, so they can see the day and night cycle that I have set. And when they're a little bigger, I might let them upstairs into the living room, but I gotta be real, real careful, because I cannot stand cat pee.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
What the hell, dude? You can't see them now. You can't come play with them.
Okay. Fuck them, little
They're
bitches.
They're kittens, dude.
I'll stomp on them.
They're
I'm 9 kidding.
Days
I would
old
never
today.
Do that.
Today's the 9th day. How are you supposed to
I'll come
stomp
chill with
them.
I'll come chill with them. I was okay. joking.
Yeah, man. They're cute. They're going
to
be cute.
I won't stomp on any of them purposely.
It's going to be hard to beat the batch from 2 years ago with Billy and those other ones. But
well, who knows who's going to get these ones. Probably who's looking for a cat? You're not.
No, I'm not looking to adopt a cat. Well, I am. It's just the thing is I have to take two with this place that I'm fostering from.
Sometimes people who are like, we don't need another cat. Once they see kittens, they're like, oh.
Yeah, that's how I was with Billy. I wanted Billy. But the problem was the adoption place, they make you take cats in pairs because they, like, for social reasons. So
isn't all the adoption, wait, so the adoption stuff.
I'm going through a foster company that's very, very serious about
okay,
it.
Okay.
It's like their passion. For some reason, animals are their passion.
Good for them.
You know, wow.
I guess.
Have a fucking medal.
Maybe they should help humanity, you know.
Yeah, maybe you should focus on your fellow man instead of a little pussycat running down the street.
How long?
If one of them listens to this, they're gonna have no clue that I'm joking. So I'm just gonna point out that they're gonna be like, "We're taking the cats back." So I'm joking.
How long?
About until they're 2 pounds. So about 8 weeks. Oh, the podcast. I think about how long am I keeping the cat? We're like 59 minutes. So
59 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good.
58 minutes of podcast to go.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to make this one a little longer.
What?
So we're trying to make these a little longer. So you guys have another hour after this because we're trying to test that, you know, multiple hour mark that Joe Rogan hits flawlessly.
He does 2 hours?
He does like 2 to 5. Like it can go on.
The fuck?
It can go on long.
We should try doing like a 4 hour episode.
It's not really 5. I think I over exaggerated. Probably like 3 or 4. It's still long as fuck.
Better not be lying to me.
He does. Look, I'll go find one. Hold up. I'll go find one. Plus, we need a lot of time to waste because we have an extra 57 minutes, right?
Speaking of Jim, the guy with the racist mom, he's going to be here in 14 minutes, 13 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. I mean, he can be on the podcast.
No, I don't want him on the podcast. Very strict about that.
We're going to have to take away a good chunk of those extra minutes we just told the people that we were giving them. Ah.
Sucks for them.
Yeah, especially since I got to get ready for the meeting. I got to powder my balls.
What? Wait, you use that to powder your balls? Because I powder my nose with that. There's only one, and we share it. I thought that was for your face makeup.
I mean, I bought it, so, like, of course, I'm the one using it.
But when you see me using it and you don't say anything, I'm assuming that you're cool with it.
I think it's funny. I didn't...
So why
you've seen my balls before.
Okay, well, I was wondering why I have this fungal infection on my nose, and now it makes sense. Thanks, man.
Maybe you just got that on your own, and now I'm going to... Oh, I'm already itching right now. Ah.
Do you imagine taking someone...
I think I got a fungal infection from your nose on
my
balls.
I would... We want to get on Judge Judy or something. Can I take you to court for, like, giving me jock itch or something?
Yes.
Your Honor, he had it, and he told me he had it, and the next
pair
day
of underwear were these? And we make it MeUndies, so we both, so like...
It's a sponsorship, too.
Yeah, but it's like, who do we prove? It's like, what size are they? It's like, I've lost a lot of weight, so I've gone down a size.
I've gained a ton of weight, so...
So it's like a size medium, and we're both mediums now for some reason, even though our waists are... Man, I'm built like a... Like a Pepsi can.
Sure are.
See ya.